Welcome to the You Were Designed for Greatness podcast. Each week we will bring you inspiring tips, stories, and ideas to help you be all that you can be, discovering your greatness. Featuring Donna Tashton. Donna is a transformational life and health coach, a highly sought after public speaker, and the founder of Vibrant Living. She has helped hundreds find a better life, free of stress, and living the greatness they were truly designed for. And now, your host, Donna Tashton.
Welcome, welcome. This is Donna Tashton with Vibrant Living, and this is podcast number 14. I have a special guest today, Amy. Say hello.
Hello. Thanks for having me, Donna.
So, Amy, I would like you to tell our guests listening a little bit about you.
Well, I am a mom of two beautiful growing children. I'm a wife, and in May, I will be a grandmother for the first time.
That's so exciting.
I know. They got married in May of last year and wanted to wait a while. And then, well, just it didn't happen. So they're going to have their first baby May 27.
Do you know what it is?
No. But I saw her today, and she's got a basketball. So I'm thinking maybe a boy.
Are they going to find out?
No,
they said it's going to be a surprise.
One of the last big surprises.
So. Oh, awesome. Yeah. It is so cool when people decide to do that today. I mean, when I had kids, it wasn't an option.
I know. Well, and they had the ultrasound and they couldn't tell. So they're like, well, we'll just wait and see.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about your story. I understand you struggled with some mental illnesses.
Yes.
Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So I was struggling back in 1996 when my daughter was born.
Okay.
My children were very close together, 14 months apart. So I had a lot of stress of just being a newer mom, having kids so close together. I developed shingles, and a nurse friend of mine said, wow, do you really think that you can, you know, keep going the way you're going? I said, no. So that led to a phone call, which led to sitting with a psychologist and answering a myriad of questions, all that I answered yes. And in 1996, I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, which for those of you that don't know, that's a mental illness which swings you between periods of highs and lows, manic and depressive.
And that must have been hard with a new baby.
That was very hard. I guess I'm grateful of when I did find out, because it was after both of them were born and I didn't have to worry about taking the psychotropic medication and still wanting to further our family. But we had a boy and a girl, so we were done, and that was good. But it was very challenging trying to juggle all of that and then finding out that I was going to have this lifelong chronic illness that I would have for the rest of my life.
But that wasn't true, was it?
No, that was not true. God did and is continuing to do some amazing things. So I struggled with the illness for 17 years. My husband and I ended up getting a divorce because of all of the poor choices that I had made and the spending and all of that. We had gone through bankruptcy. It was a very challenging time, but let's see, in 2007, we were divorced. In 2008, I met my new husband. Praise God, he was exactly what I prayed for. And I prayed for three big things. I prayed for a widower, no children, and that he would have a relationship with the Lord. And the day that my youth pastor came to me and said, hey, I've had someone in mind for you. Let me tell you about him. I said, sure. He said, well, he's widowed, no kids, works at Central Wesleyan Church. And I knew that day that I was going to be marrying this man. So We got married in 2009 and basically hit a wall. All of the things from my past, my parents' divorce, my childhood, my marriage, my first marriage, my illness, everything kind of
came to a head.
And I hit that wall and needed something big to change. And that's where God broke in. I had the opportunity to go to a day of healing in 2013. And after that day of prayer, we spent 8 hours praying over my life, everything that I had gone through, all of the issues. I walked out of that day of prayer completely healed from my bipolar and laid all my baggage at the foot of the cross.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
I love to hear stories because one of the things that frustrates me about anxiety, depression, and all of that kind of stuff is that there is no hope. I'm going to have this the rest of my life. And I am a big component of nothing's impossible with God, and that's not the case. I just need to know what the answer is for me in the process. And I also have noticed that there is a lot of anxiety and depression that can come up around and being diagnosed with disorders around the time of childbirth and the hormonal changes that are going on in our body and not being able to process all of that. And is it possible that all of that that occurred actually came to a head more because of lies you may have been believing?
I do believe that. I know in the case of bipolar disorder, they say that stressors can cause, you know, this, all of these symptoms to kind of come into full blown, especially if you have a genetic vulnerability, if you have a past or your family has this genetic vulnerability to something like that. But I also believe that there's an initial break that happens in our lives, an initial point where something hurt us deeply.
I agree.
And in that break, it opened the door for the enemy to use that to start filling us with lies, lies about who we are or who we're not. And through that break, that kind of just starts this rolling of all of these things in our life that we're going to believe about ourselves.
Yes.
And my break was in my parents' marriage. They got married and had me at a very young age, 16 years old, and I believed that I was a mistake. So that lie perpetuated a lot of other lies that the enemy was able to use.
Right. They feed off of each other.
They do.
I have read scientific studies that prove our thoughts create the chemicals in our body, which in turn create the way our body and mind responds. I mean, think about a nightmare. It's not real, but you had a nightmare and your body is in total reaction to it. You feel yourself running, the adrenaline is flowing, and you've been sleeping.
Yes.
And that's just a little example of what taking a lie does, that we continue to believe over a lifetime and they build over each other, how I believe that this is actually why it becomes physical.
Right.
It becomes a physical, actual, diagnosable disease because unforgiveness, lies, hurt can cause all kinds of illnesses that reflect in our bodies because of what is going on in our soul and what we're believing about ourselves. And now we've got scientific studies to show that thoughts create chemicals, which our body is full of. And if they're out of balance, we get problems.
Exactly.
So how did you process? What did God tell you the truth is? You're not a mistake. What did he say to you?
So yes, I had been carrying around all these years, this baggage. And I even had a backpack over my shoulder and two suitcases. And I was just walking around. And it was filled with all of these lies that I believed about myself, that I wasn't good enough, that I had to be perfect and show the world perfection so that they would care about me, that they wouldn't like me for who I was. And so what God told me was that I was wonderfully and beautifully made, and that he loved me. And he wanted me to start unpacking all of these lies and remake me in his image, the way he originally designed me to be. So I go back to this little girl with, you know, pigtails, riding her bike around with her little Mickey Mouse shirt on. And I was truly at that point in my life, my most authentic self. I knew that God loved me unconditionally. I know that he had a plan for me, and I was courageous and I was loving and I wanted to be around people. But as soon as my family divorced and I started to believe these lies, that person, that little girl, became guarded.
Yes.
And insecure and didn't believe that she was who God created her to be. And my life then started building upon those lies, like you mentioned.
So did mine.
And so what God wanted to show me again, you know, back all those years was that little girl. And so
I love that.
What a beautiful thing for me to kind of meet her all over again and have him fill me up with all of his truth, that I am beautifully and wonderfully made, that there was a plan for me and a purpose, and that he has great plans for me. And he's been showing me that since I made myself open to the truth.
Oh, that's so great. I love that. One of the things I've noticed when I'm working with my clients is that there's something inside that wants to resist the truth because this is something you've learned to cope with.
Mm, yes.
And does that relate at all? And learning that because I've asked some of my clients is, do you really want it to change? Because sometimes it's been normal to feel bad. You had to get to such a breaking point that you were willing to seek out change. Not that you were opposed to it, but
right. But
it's just this friction inside of us that is hard to break that place of where. And then when God speaks to your heart, because I could tell you that you're lovable all you want, all I want, but somehow when God speaks to our heart, it's completely different.
Yes.
Because other people probably in your life had said, I love you and you're special, but you didn't believe it.
No, that's true.
And then when God speaks, it changes everything.
So to answer that first part of your question, I think that it's a lie. It's a lie. The enemy wants to keep us isolated and alone and believing all of those things, because then he has us exactly where he wants us. We're not living out our most authentic lives the way God wants. So there's this little lie that, well, you don't want to change. You can't change. You're never going to be able to change. And we believe that. Once we stop, though, once we recognize that it's a lie, then it seems, how am I going to move forward? I've been living this way my whole life. And sometimes because we are familiar with our circumstances and the way we've been living, we don't want to take that first step.
Because it's scary.
It is. It is. We're comfortable here. I kind of think of it as the Israelites. You know, why did they want to leave Egypt? They were familiar there, even though they were slaves. So to move on to the promised land, that was a really big deal. There was all these promises about what they were going to have and the life that they were going to live, but they were pretty familiar with Egypt. And so why leave?
Well, that's why they kept saying, I'm going back.
Because I know what that feels like. I know what slavery feels
and
like.
And I don't know what it's going to feel like on the other side of this.
Exactly. And so that's the same with us.
Yes, it is.
It is.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah.
That's really cool. So what are you doing today?
Well, that is a great question. Since God healed me in 2013, I've been on this journey. And the journey took me to Guatemala in 2015, where he showed me what ministry looks like and how to help other people and how to build houses. In 2016, he invited me to Israel. And there I learned about walking the text and following the Lord in the desert and learning about what it's like to halak, which is to walk, to roll my life onto the Lord's. And in 2016, when I was in Israel, I heard him tell me it's time to tell my story and to tell it to the world. So when I came home, I had these marching orders, but I really wasn't sure what telling my story to the world looked like.
Yes.
So I started on the one place where I knew I could reach a lot of people, and that was Facebook. I started an online daily devotional called For His Glory Amy Bauman, and I just started posting inspirational, prayerful ways to encourage people and to help them start their day. And what started as this small online daily devotional has grown to over 384,000 people that follow. and an amazing way for me to continue to tell my story and to encourage others on their own journey.
So what was that group again? What was the
name? The name is For His Glory - Amy Bauman. And I have a unique spelling. It's AmmiBouwman.
One more time.
AmmiBouwman. And they should be able to find me by typing in For His
Glory.
For His Glory.
Yes. Yeah, they should be able to.
Yep.
Well, that's great. So that would be the best way if people wanted to connect with you.
No, actually, if they wanted to know more about my story, to know about some of the other things that God has been doing, including I've written 3 books in the last couple of years. The first one is called In Over My Head, and that is about my story of hope and healing. The next book was Looking for God. That's a children's story to help children know where they can find God, mm-hmm. and that is in their hearts.
Great.
And then the third book is called Living on the Waves, and it is an intentional journey that you take over the course of a year, and it's 365 daily devotions. Each month you focus on a specific topic, like right now we're talking about Lent and moving our way to the cross, and there's also a whole month on how to be your authentic self. Hallelujahs in the hard times. It's just a really great tool for people to use as a daily devotional to journey towards finding and making a closer relationship with the Lord. And you can find all of those things, including more information about For His Glory Ministry, on my website, which is amybauman.com. And that's again, AmmiBouwman.com.
And we'll have links below this podcast
to your
site as well,
wonderful.
But it will help people with that. So thank you, Amy. And this leads me to also mention the resource that I have that's called Choose Joy.
Yes.
That's on my website that specifically helps people to figure out how to choose joy every day.
Absolutely.
And walk through so that they can get and walk away from depression, anxiety, and whatever else they may be facing. And it is a choice.
Yes, it is.
You made that desperate choice that day to seek out help. And I'm encouraging, if you're listening and you are or you know someone who is struggling with some type of mental illness, depression, anxiety, whatever it may be, that you reach out. You share this podcast with them. You share these resources with them. Because the studies show that 1 in 5 people are struggling with some form of this.
Yes.
It's just crazy. And there's help available, which is why you and I are doing what we're doing.
Absolutely.
And that we connected mm-hmm. to be able to do this. So I want to thank you for joining today. Check out everything on my website. The links are also in the podcast as well. Until next time, this is Donna Tashjian saying live vibrantly.
Thank you for joining us on this powerful episode of the You Were Designed for Greatness podcast. Please share this with others who might enjoy it. For more info on Donna Tashjian or to contact her, visit ivibrantliving.com.
Paycor knows HR teams are under pressure to recruit and retain top talent. You need more than HR tech. You need expertise at the core. Meet Paycor. Our technology saves you time. Our expertise helps you make a difference. Paycor.com/meetPaycor.
At Farmers Insurance, we know a roof can withstand a lot. One exception being an airborne car. Seen it, covered it. Click for more.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.